can see you through my window. Just walking by, like, you don't care for anything, like, you've got nothing to worry about. That must be nice. Because you see, not everybody has it that simple. Not everybody can just relax. Think of nothing. Like you clearly do. Nothing bothers you the way it bothers me. It doesn't touch you the same way. But that's okay. Not everybody will feel things the same way I do. Not everybody will care the same way I do. Oh, yeah. There you go, stopping to talk to the neighbours. Pet the cat. I swear, that four-legged ball of fuck. Teeth and claws. Gets more attention than I ever do from you. What does it take to get you to notice me? What do I have to do? Perhaps I should wander around in the street. Perhaps I should rub myself around your legs. You know, kind of rub my cheek against your ankles. Cry out to you. Beg for food. Is that what it takes? Is that what I need to do to get your attention? That's right. Go on. Just go home. Like nothing matters. Like I'm not sat here day after day, watching you, wanting you, and never being able to get near you. I like your house. It's nice inside. It speaks of you. It feels like you. Your books, your DVDs, even the colour of your sofa. Oh, and the soap you keep in your bathroom. Oh, and the smell of your clothes. In fact, where is it? I know you've been looking for this scarf. I know because I heard you talking to that pointy-nosed, interfering wannabe who lives three doors down. I heard you telling her that you'd lost this scarf. But you haven't lost it, darling. No. I've just borrowed it. Took it from your basket of dirty laundry. Oh, and it still smells like you. Even with me on it, even though I've been using it, while I think of you, I can still smell you on the fabric. Oh, fuck. smell so good. You're not one of those people who covers themselves in deodorants and fancy bath salts or overpowering shower gels. No, you just clean. I've seen you. I know you don't know where that was there, but you left the door open to the bathroom that day, so when I slipped in using your specky. I won't tell anyone, by the way. Your secret is safe. I would never tell anybody about the key under the flower pot. Okay? That's just for you and for me. No one else needs to know, so you are perfectly safe. Understand? But when I used it that day and I let myself in, I wasn't going to stay. I mean, I know you like your quiet time after work. I know you need privacy and, you know, wind down time. I know that. I do know, but I heard you singing in the shower. I heard you. And your voice called to me. So I went up the stairs. And I was only going to stand outside the bathroom. I just wanted to hear you singing. But you left the door open. You left the door open like an invitation. It's like you knew I was there and you wanted me to see. You wanted me to see, didn't you? You wanted to tease me. I could see you through the open door. I could see the water dripping off your hair. I see each damp droplet rolling down your perfect skin. And after that, I had no choice. I had to. I came home, and I picked up this. I picked up the scarf, and God, I just rubbed it against my cheek, and all down. I don't even need to touch myself. Don't want to think of you. I just need to think of you. To hear your voice. See your face in my mind's eye. All I need to do is dream about what I know will come one day. The day when you'll draw me into your arms and you will kiss me. And you will run your hands all over my body the way I have so many nights. And it will be the single most beautiful moment of our lives. You'll kiss me, you'll run your hands through my hair, I will let my tongue slip between your perfect lips and dance against yours. And your hands will trail down my body, you'll grip my breast and you'll squeeze. And as I writhe beneath you, as I find myself rushing towards that perfect moment, you'll pull my head to one side on your whisper into my ear how much you love me, how much you want me, oh my God. Like I said, baby, no need for me to touch. I'll just wait. I know my time will come. I know the day will eventually arrive when you finally notice me and appreciate me for the only one able to love you the way you deserve. Oh, you're outside again. Wait. Who's that? Who the fuck is that? Are you kissing them? No, you're mine, understand? You're mine. You are, this girl says you are mine. My embrace, that's... How could you do this to me? Don't you understand? We're supposed to be together. No. You're mine. Do you understand? You are mine. Looks like I'll be using that key again tonight. I think the time has finally come to show you who you truly belong to. It's okay. It's okay, darling. I'm sorry. I don't want to get angry when I think of you. No. Not while I'm holding your scarf against me. Not while I can smell you so close to me. Don't worry, darling. I'll see you.